This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Convention kicked off this morning at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. More than 6,000 non-resident Indians, NRIs, from about 75 countries are participating in the convention. The Odisha government has made efforts to showcase the state's rich culture and heritage to the delegates. The convention began with a Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas event jointly organized by the Odisha government in partnership with the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar, Pavitra Margarita, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, Raksha Nikhil Khadse and Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi have joined the Youth Pravasi Bharatiya Divas today. The convention is a significant occasion to celebrate India's relationship with the global Indian community. Dr. S. Jayashankar addressed the delegates in his welcome speech.
The largest nation in the world is developing in that matter in a democratic framework. The mantra of that journey is to advance, as Prime Minister Modi says, to advance on the two legs of technology and tradition. And the youth can surely be a defining factor in the pace of that endeavor and the realization of our goals. So once again, I welcome you to Bhubaneswar. I welcome you to the PBD 2025. I'm sure all of you will have a remarkable next few days ahead. I thank you for your attention.
The event will be formally inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. It will include a wide range of activities that highlight the contributions of the Indian diaspora in shaping India's development and its global stature. A standout feature of the convention is the presence of President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangalu, who will participate virtually as the chief guest of this edition of the convention, which is being held on the theme, Diaspora's Contribution on a Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the valedictory session on Friday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh from Vishakhapatnam today. He will lay the foundation stone for the 1,85,000 crore rupees state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Pudimadaka near Vishakhapatnam. This will be the first green hydrogen hub under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held today. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territory Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The Centre has appointed V. Narayanan as the new chairman of the Indian Space Research Organisation and secretary of the Department of Space. Mr. Narayanan will assume office on the 14th of January. He will succeed the current ISRO chairman, S. Somnath. Mr. Narayanan is currently serving as the director of the Liquid Propulsion System Centre of the ISRO in Valiamala, Kerala. He is a distinguished scientist with nearly 4 decades of experience in rocket and spacecraft propulsion. The country's farm-to-fork trade exhibition Indus Food 2025 will kick off today at the India Exposition Mart in Greater Noida. Union Minister of Food for Processing Industries Chirag Paswan will inaugurate the three-day event. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep entire North India. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold day conditions in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. IMD said dense fog conditions will prevail during morning and night hours in parts of North India during the next 3 to 4 days. Due to dense fog conditions, movement of several trains and flights were affected in the northern region of the country. Around 25 Delhi-bound trains were delayed by up to 5 to 6 hours yesterday. In badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasthrow have advanced to the mixed doubles pre-quarterfinals at the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur this morning. The ace duo defeated Sung Hyung Ko and Hai Won Yom of South Korea in the first round. In Hockey India, Team Gunasekara will play Tamil Nadu Dragons today at 6 p.m, followed by another match between UP Rudras and Hyderabad Tufans at 8:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.